Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 30, where we read that David and his men returned home to Ziklag to find that the Amalekites had attacked and overthrown the city and burned it with fire and had taken everyone captive. Verse 4. Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep. Also, David was in great distress because the people spoke of stoning him. For all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. But David felt strengthened in the Lord his God. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this band of raiders? Will I overtake them?" And he said to him, "Pursue, for you will certainly overtake them, and you will certainly rescue everyone." So David pursued, he and 400 men. Now they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he ate, and they provided him water to drink. They also gave him a slice of fig cake and 2 cakes of raisins, and he ate. Then his spirit revived. Then David said to him, "To whom do you belong, and where are you from?" And he said, "I am a young man of Egypt, a servant of an Amalekite. And my master abandoned me when I became sick 3 days ago. We carried out an attack, and we burned Ziklag with fire." Then David said to him, "Will you bring me down to this band of raiders?" And he said, "Swear to me by God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will bring you down to this band." Now when he had brought him down, behold, they were dispersed over all the land, eating and drinking and celebrating because of all the great plunder that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. And David slaughtered them from the twilight until the evening of the next day, and not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken, and rescued his 2 wives. And nothing of theirs was missing, whether small or great, sons or daughters, plunder or anything that they had taken for themselves. David brought it all back. So David had captured all the sheep and the cattle which the people drove ahead of the other livestock, and they said, "This is David's plunder."
Most of us know how it feels to be at rock bottom. Despair is a horrible condition because it continually feeds on discouragement, hopelessness, and failure. And the longer one dwells on these things, the greater despair grows. The only way out is to break free from this vicious cycle of darkness. Those of us who are believers do this by repenting of anything that has caused us to doubt the Lord. If we're in despair, then something has overshadowed God in our life, and that barrier must be removed. The sooner, the better. We break free by recalling the Lord's omnipotence. Since He had the power to save you from sin, He certainly also has the ability to overcome your despair. And we break free by remembering that nothing in our life happens by chance. God works all things according to His sovereign plan for the good of those who love Him and for His glory. Despair stands in conflict with the abundant life the Lord has promised. If you're feeling down and out, ask Him to lift you back up today. You'll never automatically fall out of despair, but with God's help, you can change your mindset and see your situation through the lens of His Word.